A special service rebroadcast featuring the most popular dance orchestras in America for all you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations. Here comes the Bandwagon. The only Duke Ellington and his orchestra. You know, it's the first time that the old bandwagon has caught up with the Duke in person. But believe me, he's been with us in spirit ever since we first started rolling. Yes, Duke, your compositions have made up a large portion of the bandwagon's cargo ever since we first hit these airlines.
That sure is mighty nice to hear, and I only hope we can play other people's music as well as you've presented ours.
Well, I'm sure I wouldn't lose any sleep worrying over that. And I'm sure the composer of Canteen Bounce feels the same way. As Duke Ellington and the boys get underway, and here it is, Duke Ellington, the orchestra, and Canteen Bounce. Passengers would applaud if someone stepped out on a stage and announced Edward Kennedy Ellington. Now, I'm sure the house would come down if you heard Duke Ellington announced, and yet, believe it or not, they're one and the same.
Sometimes I wonder. You know, it seems to me I've never been anything else than Duke. I hardly know the other name myself.
Well, now, I understand that you've had the name Duke since you were, well, about 12 years old.
That's right. But a publicity man once tried to tie it up with my taste in clothes, but you know that a kid of 12 doesn't go around looking like a duke.
Well, I suppose you're right there, Duke. However, it could be the reason today. You know, I've never seen you when you weren't immaculate and dressed in perfect taste. But then let's stick to those early days for a while, Duke. Tell me, how did you get into music?
Well, I don't think I got into music at all. I think music got into me. My first intention was to go to art school and study fine art.
Man, for my money, what you're doing today is mighty fine art. But what happened to change you over?
Well, when I was in high school, I worked as a soda jerker in a place where they had a pianist. When the pianist was off, I got to fooling around on the piano.
Now, wait a minute, Duke. Do you mean to say that your brand of piano playing is the result of fooling around, as you call it? Didn't you take any lessons?
Well, I had a little elementary piano and harmony, but I was afraid to go too far with the conservatory training for fear I might spoil whatever I had that was original. I feel that way about an art student who spends hours copying old masters. They're apt to become just imitators.
Well, your compositions have certainly justified your viewpoint, Duke. So I'm not going to try to argue with you. But you know, we can't spend too much time talking about music when we've got you here to do something about it for us. So I'd like to hear more about your early days after we've heard Betty Roche and your arrangement of Hay Foot, Straw Foot. ¶¶
could five miles more. Then with a smack was my pack on the floor. Come on, baby, don't get sore. Get half, half, half in yourself. Half a store foot, 4 miles more. After the tramp is a camp cotton store. Come on, doggies, don't get sore. Get half, half, half in yourself. The sun grins with glee, and I start to shrink. I can't grin like me. I'm carrying everything but the kitchen sink. Hey, put stove for 3 miles more. Where in the heck is this make a nice for? Come on, doggies, don't get sore. Get half, half, half in your tail.
Well, you know, I can see they like that, Duke. We can't go much further in a program featuring Duke Ellington without having the Duke play one of his own tunes. You know, after such hits as Mood Indigo, well, it don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing, Sophisticated Lady, Solitude, I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. I can go on here all night this way. Anyway, we've come to expect hits every time a tune appears with Duke Ellington's name on it. And not only do we expect it, but believe me, we really get it. So here's the tune that's sweeping the country today, played by the composer with his own orchestra, Duke Ellington's Don't Get Around Much Anymore.
Thank you.
Ah, yes, the music of the Duke with Johnny Hodges featured with his saxophone and don't get around much anymore. You know, I'd like to hear more of the early days when Duke Ellington was just sort of fooling around on the piano, as he calls it. What else were you doing then, Duke?
Well, like I told you, I had art on the mind. After high school, I won a scholarship to Pratt Institute to study art. But the nearest I came to it was painting signs, and there again, I ran smack into music.
Oh, well, wait a minute here. Pull over. How did sign painting and music get together?
Well, when an organization came to me to paint a sign advertising their dance, well, I can make your own guess.
I see exactly what you mean, Duke. You know, speaking of signs and that sort of thing, this has nothing to do with it, but your son's been getting around the country a bit for Uncle Sam these days, hasn't he?
Oh, that's right. I'm mighty proud of Mercer, too. He was at Camp Dix for a while, and now he's at Camp Croft in South Carolina.
Well, I also understand that until he became Private Mercer Ellington, he was following in his pappy's footsteps. How about that?
Well, following, but not too closely. I guess Mercer feels about music as I did. He wouldn't let me teach him, and maybe it's better. He studied at Juilliard Institute, and with some very good private tutors, too. How would you like to hear one of his songs?
Well, Duke, I'd say that he's a chip off the old block, and that's good enough for the bandwagon. Especially when that old block is Duke Ellington.
If you don't mind, I'd like to dedicate it to Mercer and all his buddies, because it's tuned with a mighty good thought. He calls it, a slip of the lip might sink a ship.
Sounder advice was never set to music, Duke. Let's hear Mercer Ellington's tune with Ray Nance doing the vocal honors, A Slip of the Lip Might Sink a Ship.
Don't talk too much. Shh. Don't know so much. Now, Jack, don't be so hip. Flip the lip, might sink the ship. Don't see too much. Hey, boy! Don't you jive so much. Now, Jack, don't be so hip. Flip the lip, might sink the ship. Walls have ears. The night has eyes. So let's be wise. We'll trick those fast in at this fight. Don't talk too much. Don't know so much. Now, Jack, don't be so hip. Flip the lip, might think a shit.
Few men who in their own lifetime are lucky enough to receive recognition and acclaim for their efforts when they've held to ideas that were very new and very radical. Now, our guest, Duke Ellington, is one of those lucky few. Duke came to New York in 1923 with a brand of music that no one had heard before and five mighty good musicians to play it.
Well, I couldn't have done it if those boys hadn't had faith in what we would doing too. Three of the five are still with me.
Man, and how that little band has grown up since then. First came the old Cotton Club in Harlem. Then Flo Ziegfeld featured them in Showgirl. And then came the European tours, didn't they, Duke?
That's right. One in 1933 and another in 1939. During the last one, we played 31 cities in 32 days in Sweden.
Well, all I can say is that's a far yodel from the little boy who was a soda jerker down in Washington, D.C. And I can bring that up to date by touching lightly on the concert in Carnegie Hall early this year, where the Duke received a plaque signed by Stokowski, Rozhinsky, Damarosh, and many others. That was when he presented his musical parallel to the history of the Negro race, titled Black, Brown, and Beige. Right, Duke?
Yes, that's right. I hope to soon have a book out with the same title, which will further explain the music.
Well, we'll be looking forward to that book, believe me. But right now, I'm looking forward to some more of that mighty good music. You know, ever since you were announced for this program, Duke, the old mailbag has been swamped with requests for just one thing.
I sure do. We'll sure do our best to help you out.
Well, it seems all of your old fans want something out of the old days, when you first began to attract attention out of the Cotton Club. One of those numbers that started all the other band leaders taking notice to that new type of music.
Well, there's one tune that I think is typical of those days. It might be a bit dusty, but perhaps we can polish it off. An old arrangement of Ring Them Bells.
Ah, oh, that's the ticket. Well, there's your answer, Duke. And from the responses I observe here in the studio, folks, I'd say you picked the perfect tune, Duke. Duke Ellington, the orchestra, and Ring Them Bells.
But.